But I don't know what they're going to do with the little Volkswagen when they bring it home. But Nancy said that she'd have to sell it. She said, I don't have any use for it in the world, and it'd cost more than boarding me to put it in a garage. And she said, the chances are I'd never drive it all winter, because she's pretty well tied down with her studies and doesn't have any time for anything.
Med school takes holiday.
And then she said, there's no pleasure to drive in New York anyway, unless you could have some way of jumping over the city, getting on the outskirts and going somewhere. You didn't want to go through that traffic to go places.
Well, I've never been to New York. I've been on Long Island a couple nights, but that's all.
Yeah.
Never seen the city. I've flown over Boston, but that's my East Coast experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been in Florida training in the Army, been stationed in Georgia. Oh, that was a wonderful summer. This has been a wonderful summer for her, I'll bet.
Oh, yes.
Golly.
A little bump, though. She isn't bigger than a minute. Just as daring as she can be. And she just thought she would never be happy unless she got inside that Iron Curtain over East Berlin and kind of saw what was going on over on the other side of the Iron Curtain. And so she got these people that she was staying with to go with her one weekend. They left Friday morning and were to come back about Monday night, and they were to go up to Denmark. And she got the maps and planned their itinerary so that they had to go through East Germany to get up there. And her little Volkswagen ran out of gas over in Russian territory.
Hmm.
1 liter was all she could have, could buy. Which is
2 2/10 gallons.
Not
well, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. That's a kilo, 2 2/10 pounds.
A liter is just a pint, just a.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all she could buy. What she knew wasn't you starting out with that, unless she could get some more.
Mm-hmm.
So she thought she would walk down the Autobahn a ways, and she told the people to stay there with the car. And she would go see. She thought maybe she might meet an American soldier, I think, and maybe he'd have a car. And
find him out of some gas.
You know. So she said she started running down the Autobahn, away from the car, and a fellow came along on a motorcycle. Now, she didn't say whether he was an American or not, but he surely must have been. Well, anyway, he'd speak English. And he pulled up beside her and said, what's your trouble, sister? And she told him, and he said, well, hop on behind. I think I know a place down here where you can get some gas. He said, now, it's black market, and you have to be awfully careful with it. But he said, I think we can make a deal. So she said he went out in the country to a farmhouse, and this farmer had some hoarded gas, and he would let her have it. And she got a gallon from him, so she thought that would get her over the border back into United States territory so she could get gas. With the pint she had, she could get to the farmhouse. And he wouldn't let her do that. He said, no, I don't want you driving up here in a car. And so she had to take the gas and camouflage it, and she wrapped it up in her coat, and they tied it on behind the motorcycle, and the fellow brought her back.